Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You know, several years ago when we started Building Fortunes Radio, I wanted to create an environment where we can shine a spotlight on people doing the right things in the home-based business arena. And today is going to be a little bit different type of a call, but it's going to be really highlighting the focus on how we can make a difference in people's lives and building home-based businesses. Recently, we started working with, on the radio show, a gentleman. His name is Steve Carr. And Steve Carr is with the Alliance Group. And right now, they are at a live event that they do once a month or so for their people or some of their leaders. And it's a great way for them to get the mindset going on how they're going to be able to build their business to the next level. And I've known Steve for several years. We started as a conversation that was inquiring about the industry, and then he explained what he was planning on doing, and I said, that's really never been done before. And lots of people may have tried, but almost everybody fails in the execution of it, so let's see how it goes. And he was pretty confident to be able to get it up and running. And then we disappear for a few months, and then I'd call him back, or he'd call me back, and we'd talk about something. And it was like, Peter, it's working. It's working. We're smoothing out the wrinkles, and it's working, though. You don't get it. Like, it's really working. I said, I believe it can, but the concept is here is the execution is everything. And I've watched him over the last several years go from thoughts and ideas to the execution of it and success, like real solid success. And I wanted him to showcase this on Building Fortunes Radio. Now, we've expanded, too. So if you're listening here live, that's great, but you can also catch us on iTunes. You can also catch us on Stitcher and TuneIn and all the other people that pick up our radio shows. So we're all over the place. So if you see Building Fortunes Radio and then you search for Steve Carr, you can find him in several different places and then some. So today we're a little bit of a unique situation because they are at one of their local events, and we're going to pass the phone around. I always think about the Monty Python thing for whatever reason when I say we're going to try a little bit something different. And most of you guys that might be listening in don't even know who Monty Python is. But whenever I think about it, it's not like that at all. This is going to be something kind of different because we have some really powerful people on the phone as we pass this along. But I always want to say thank you for Steve Carr for really making a very big difference in helping out our Building Fortunes Radio audience. So thanks for being here.
Peter, hey, listen, great to be with you and your listeners again.
Thanks. Now, you're somewhere, so why don't you tell people a little bit about the Alliance Group, a little bit about you.
We're where you're supposed to be, remember?
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to come and join us this time. So, we're excited about you maybe joining us next time, Peter. We are up at beautiful Park City in Utah at the beautiful Wyndham here right across from the Waldorf Astoria. It's really tough, Peter. We're in presidential units. Four-bedroom presidential units, but somebody's got to do it. And so we're taking a bullet for the team. In all seriousness, guys, those of you who are listening, hey, we wish every single person who's listening to this show right now was with us sitting around this table. Beautiful fireplace. We're right next to a gondola that goes up to the mountain for free. Great pool, high-quality place that we would love everybody to be able to experience. And as you know, Peter, we have a very solid commitment to really working with people to help empower people by taking this powerful thing that the Walton family understands and other people understands called purchasing power. And rather than just giving that power away by spending it at places that's not sending you back a check, or when you talk about how great that place is to your friends, they're not sending you a referral check. How can we take the power of those relationships in a healthy way, not a non-healthy way, to really empower what I used to refer to on my radio show, Peter, as the everyday person. And I'm honored to be here with a group of people who really put their money where their mouth is. I'm sitting across from the table right now from David Martin, sold a Silicon company years ago for millions, and has literally, Peter, invested millions in people in this concept. I just wanted to introduce David to your listeners here. David, a little over a year ago, was at an Eric Worre event, the six-figure event, and gave $3.2 million to the Starkey Hearing Aids Foundation. He and his wife were over in Vietnam recently, fitting people over there with hearing aids for free, also working in the anti-sex slavery trade. You know, this is a guy who puts his money where his mouth is, and but wants to do it in a healthy way. And I'm just going to lateral the phone to my friend and business partner, David Martin here. And David, maybe you could just take a minute and share kind of your vision of empowering people, but then also kind of where we're at in moving beyond the good old pills, potions, and lotions. I'll just mention, too, we're going to be going after David to another friend of both of ours, Peter, Mel Weissner. We're having salmon, wild salmon, for lunch today. Mel catches about 120,000 pounds of salmon every year. Many people are stuck in the pills, potions, and lotions. We're way beyond the pills, potions, and lotions. And David, we're kind of at another exciting phase here. I think both of us see that with the barter and so forth. So here you go, Peter. I'm going to lateral it to David Martin.
And before you go, we're going to just say that I know that we have some really powerful people that are going to be speaking. We could take as much time as we want, so if we go over the 30 minutes, totally okay. Totally okay, so spend as much time as we need. Okay, so go ahead, David.
Hey, great. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Peter. Really appreciate joining you
you're welcome.
Your listeners today, and appreciate what you're doing to, you know, make a difference, you know, in everybody's lives. You know, that's what drives me. I've realized that my purpose in this lifetime on this planet is to make sure that everyone on the planet can earn more money in less time, starting from the skills and the passions and the personal brand that, you know, that they've already got. And that connects directly to Beyond Pills, Potions, and Lotions, because that's not necessarily everybody's skills or passions. It's pills, potions, and lotions. You know, some folks are into knitting, some folks are into, you know, cars, some folks are into travel, some folks are into, you know, bicycles, motorcycles, whatever. And what I'm about is helping those people figure out how to earn more money in less time around what they already know, and then build upon those, you know, skills and passions. And so taking the, you know, the concept of network marketing beyond pills, potions, and lotions, and other, you know, affiliate marketing and barter as well beyond, you know, the areas they've traditionally been in, I believe we can help people, you know, sell a little more things that are already, you know, easy for them, that their community, their clientele, or, you know, whoever knows them in their village, you know, already knows them for. There's somebody in a village that's, you know, known for water, another that's known for construction, another that's known for healing. How do we empower economically each one of them to do just a little bit more, you know, with what they're already known for? And if they want to expand from there into other skill sets, you know, fantastic. And, as, you know, as Steve was saying, in that way, we, you know, we return to, you know, the human roots of, you know, we're trading with one another. We're relating with one another. We're trusting one another. And so, you know, I have a great high school friend. He's been into audio video equipment, you know, since he was a teenager, since we were teenagers. He's had cars that's had more audio video equipment in value in them than the price of the car itself. When I need a new audio video piece of new audio video equipment, which isn't that often, so not up to speed, I call Kirk and I ask Kirk, you know, what do you recommend? And he tells me, and unfortunately today I then have to go buy it from Best Buy, and he doesn't make a dime, but he just, you know, gave me his trust and his knowledge, and I'd like him to, you know, to have a piece of that sale because he added value to me in my life in that purchase. And so that's you know, a part of how I see we can help one another, you know, monetize our personal brands. To me, the most important brands on the planet, there's 7.4 billion of them, every person on the planet.
annuity. You know, Peter, I want to just take a minute and talk to your listeners just a minute. Hey, guys, what are your skills? What are your unique talents? The world needs them. Are you giving them to the world? Are you offering them to the world? What Alliance Group is about is providing an environment where you can really discover, if you already don't know, what those unique gifts, talents, aptitudes are. If you do know, a place where you can channel those. Not only do we help financing, marketing, administration, we surround you with a group of people who really care about who you are, not just what we can get out of you. And we will get stuff out of you because the human experience is give and receive, right? But not takers, but people who really love that dynamic, that relationship, you know. Before we go to your first commercial here, Peter, I just want to bring in Mel Weisner for a couple minutes. Do we have time to do that?
We sure do.
Okay, let's do that. So I mentioned earlier Mel is a good friend of both of ours. Mel has been a dear friend of mine for a number of years. We have been able to participate with him in his salmon run. This is wild salmon. This is not farm salmon, it's being fed corn. This is stuff that comes from the ocean. Oh, my goodness, what a radical concept. But also, in our theme of going beyond, you know, pills, potions, and lotions, which is the normal thing in network marketing, Mel is a broker with iTex, which is the largest barter brokerage company in the United States here, publicly traded, and just recently made us aware of, for example, a pet supply opportunity from a company that provides Petco and others. And as you know, Peter, there are people out there who love their pets more than their spouses, right? Or their kids even. You know?
That's right.
And what's nice is this is definitely beyond pills, potions, and lotions, right? So Mel is here. After we're done here, he's going to be cooking us some wild salmon for lunch.
Wow.
But Mel, we have been talking for a number of years, my friend, about how do we blend these two disparate worlds together, the network marketing space with the barter space, the direct sales space, you know, the affinity marketing space, et cetera, et cetera, so that we can really get beyond this closed system that has really been commandeering, you know, the network marketing space. You know, you've kind of straddled both fences, more on the barter side, but you've also had some experience with the network marketing side. Why are you excited about being a part of this brainstorming session here and actually tangibly blending this together and investing the time and money that you have with Jack and your crew up in Boise to make this happen?
Well, referring back to the things that Steve mentioned earlier, everybody's got their forte of what they do and what they know and who they deal with. And we've always been led to lean towards things that are the norm, like the Walmarts and this sort of thing. So the Barter Club we represent is a franchise-based business that every person has its own unique business or offering. So to bring this together, you know, my personal background from the late 70s through was commercial fishing. So we're, you know, this moment talking about that. But log homes, I've been building log homes since the mid-90s. So if we can bring these kind of things to the people that either already know about them and are willing to involve themselves in offering what they have in a networking platform rather than going to wherever they go to the different stores. That's the type of thing that Steve's trying to bring together. So we're here having a meeting of the minds to bring those thoughts together and hopefully go to the next level in the near future.
Thanks, Mel. Listen, really appreciate that, my friend. Peter, maybe now's a good time for you to get in one of your commercials, and then I got a couple other guys I want to introduce your listeners to as well.
Sure, we sure will. We'll be right back in just a second, but we're talking to Steve Carr, that they are at one of their events over in Park City, and they do these all over the country and sometimes all over the world. But we're talking to some of their leaders. This is a live radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Remember, you can find us all over the place. If you go to your iTunes, you'll be able to find us there, and Stitcher, and TuneIn, and all those other types of places that rebroadcast our podcast. You can find us all over the place. The one thing I want to kind of mention, though, is we're going to pass the phone back over to Steve Carr, is that we're talking to some pretty powerful people that are at an event that they have. So for those people listening in, they might be saying to themselves, well, that's good for them, but I'm not one of those really powerful people. I may not have been able to do the things that these people have done. These are well-established, very successful business people. And the answer that I have to that question would be is, wait a minute, the whole point is these really powerful people with these great minds and wonderful opportunities and leverage up the wazoo are working on your behalf to set up an environment so you can succeed. That's the most important part. So they're reaching out to everyone at every level that's willing to learn and make the commitments themselves. They have guarantees that we'll talk about later on, maybe on another show. But these are the types of people that can actually move you to the next level if you want to. And then once you're there, they can bring you beyond that because they've done it themselves and cooperatively as an alliance group. They are doing things bigger and better than anybody I've ever seen in this industry. And, Steve, I know we usually do a 30-minute show, but with these powerful people and the insights you want to add to it, we can go into bonus minutes. So don't worry if you hear the gal on the radio show say, you know, 3 minutes left. We have as much time as we need for these people. So here we go back to
Peter,
you.
Peter, that's awesome, my friend. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you. And you know, I want to build on something you're talking about here, Peter. And here's what's sad to me, my friend. Everybody who's listening to this show right now, they are the powerful people. They're just giving their power away day after day, minute after minute, second after second. And what they have when they get involved with Alliance Group is they have a Dave Glickman who's sitting across the table who does our fulfillment. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, a pill, a potion, a lotion, coffee that Mel has introduced us to, or a product that Mark Ashburn, who I'm going to be introducing here fairly quickly. What we're here to do is recognize, hey, where are our areas of genius? Where are our areas of strength? And everybody who's listening to this show right now has a unique genius set that nobody else on this planet has or ever will have. And if they don't share it, if they don't develop it, not only are they robbing themselves, they're robbing the rest of the world as well. We're about helping people discover that, have a venue in which to live it out in their lives, to share it. We're excited. You know, Peter, I've asked you to how many of these events now? 3, 4, 5 of these events? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't go to sleep on me, Peter.
No. I had you on mute. I had you on mute. I was having a slight coughing fit. I didn't want you guys hearing me cough.
Not a problem. But just like we're going to get you to one of these events, and what's nice is all we ask people to do is pay for their transportation, whether they fly in, drive in, hitchhike, we don't care. And then once you're here, you're our guest on our dime. You eat our food. You stay at our place. We share together. We're not trying to make anybody a mini us. We want you to be you, and we surround you with people who really, really care. Now, are they going to get a benefit? Absolutely. They need to. Are you going to get a benefit? Absolutely. That's the human experience, give and receive. I want to go in just a minute to Mark Ashburn. On the other side of the equation, too, on my left side is Ted Burke. He'll be sharing here in a little bit. Ted is a great, I love the way David puts it, sourcer of products. He sources a lot of products. Great person to get products and services that we all really want. But he also markets and sells. I don't sell online. Ted, if I want him to, sells for me. And everybody who's on this call, we can plug you into that comprehensive service as well. So, Mark, you've mainly been in the barter world the last, 30 years or so. But you've also been exposed to the network marketing side of things. I know that you have a real heart to help empower people in a healthy way as well. You have absolutely no financial benefit, I guess, directly from being here, and yet you paid for your own airfare to join us. Why are you here?
Steve, I think I got tricked. No, this is a pretty empowering group I wasn't even aware of. And Peter, by the way, I wasn't even aware of buildingfortunesradio.com. So this is, it's a learning venture for me. But I've been with iText for 30 years. There is, I don't think, any other stronger affiliation that a small business, a medium-sized business, should be affiliated than with a strong trade exchange. And most people never even heard of iText. It stands for International Trade Exchange. Yet it's been around since 82. And give you an example, I had a company out of, Wallace, Idaho. And the guy and his wife makes soap craft items out of their garage. And he called me up and says, I've kind of heard about you a little bit, and we make this high-end product. I'm going, I'm not sure I can send you any business because I just don't know much about your product. So he actually had a nice website. I looked at it. Wow, very nice product. And it's so I set him up an account with iText. His first 3 days, he did $1,500 in sales from soap product that him and his wife made, plus other things. Turns out he has beard products that people put on their beards that, make them shine and make them smooth. And he's one of the few companies that have this. And once they discover that, they go, oh, my gosh. So it's like, this is some of the power that, barter has for a small business owner that most people are not aware of. And they can actually go online, it's iText.com, and check it out. There's about 85 brokers nationwide. Almost every major city has an iText office there. So if you have a small business, listening to this radio station, that may be, it may be something that you might want to look into. And here's Steve.
If I could be a little bit more polite as a small business owner, I know the gentleman just said this might be something you might be interested in. As a small business owner, let me just share with you, get involved, because you don't get it. Like, if you're not in a barter exchange, you just don't get it. Now, kind of share with you an example. The only reason locally I can share with you about this is my local barter guy had nothing to do with iText specifically. He ran a local thing. He passed away, and I haven't actively engaged again in a barter exchange, and you're reminding me that I have to. But I didn't get it as a small business owner. I was kind of busy running my own business. And then one day, my friend Ross said to me, let's go to lunch. So we went to lunch, and we ate. And he said, he paid for the lunch on barter. He said, the food you just ate was paid for on the barter dollars or whatever kind of exchange that they have. And I said, really? And I said, I go out to eat all the time. Family goes out to eat. They go out to play, and they do all different types of things all the time. I could be trading some of the services that I have just like this for real money. I mean, this is real money. I ate the real food. And it took that level of he had to get me into the whole concept of this is something you really need to pay attention to. So he kind of slapped me upside the head with a 2x4, if you will, to get my attention. So I know you said it politely, but I'm going to say it a little bit more directly. If you are a small business owner or you have a product or service or anything you might be able to figure out if it has some value, get involved in barter. You're absolutely flat out nuts if you're not. So sorry for overemphasizing your level of importance, but I really wanted to kind of give you an endorsement about trade. And the only reason why I stopped is that local guy that was doing my local things literally died. So I had joined a barter exchange that was limited. Your company can't die like my friend Cliff did. Ross introduced me, but Cliff is the one who died, and that's why I got to get involved back in trade. So sorry about that, a little bit of an interruption, but for everybody that's listening in, many of you have things that you can trade. So I'll let you clarify anything or clarify or punctuate anything that I might have just mentioned, please.
Well, Peter, you know, my friend, I've been a small business person ever since I was 5 years old, you know, selling garden seeds and flower seeds door to door in my neighborhood. My poor neighbors probably spent 10 times more for those seeds than seeds from anywhere else. But, you know, they wanted to make sure that, you know, I was taken care of, I guess, as a five-year-old. And, you know, we're in challenging times economically. I know a lot of people have hope with some of the things that have been going on recently with reducing regulations and some of the other changes that are in hand. The economy has perked up recently, the market's up, and that's all good. But you know what? All of that is outside of our control. And what we're talking about is what's inside our control and getting you in a supportive environment where you can get the support you need, but also become a part of the support that other people need. At the end of the table here is my dear friend, Dave Glickman. We've had the privilege of working with Dave for almost 5 years now. We have 7 figures worth of paid for inventory, beautiful product, Modair product. You know, anybody listening right now use toothpaste? How about shampoo? You use any shampoo? Know anybody who uses shampoo? How about mouthwash? Do you use that? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are colloquial products, products that everybody uses. Dave has literally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of just the Modair products, along with other companies that we represent at his warehouse. Now, if you're like me, you don't want to set up a fulfillment center in your garage. You don't have to send out stuff to people that you refer to, right, products. That's what Dave does. He's done it for over 20 years in the network marketing space, as well as other things. He's worked with Oprah Winfrey in the past on her Secret campaign. It's a beautiful relationship where we can plug people in immediately. It's kind of a plug-and-play deal. So, Dave, you've been such a big part of what we've done and been, you know, such a big supporter. Take a minute, if you would, my friend, and talk with that everyday person right now who's going, wow, this sounds really big. This sounds like more than I could probably ever participate in. Talk a little bit about the plug and play that you've worked on for decades now, as far as the system that you have. Would you do that? Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. And hey, Peter, I was expecting you up here at Park City, and I was going to say hello, Peter, to you.
I know.
You know, this is Dave Glickman, and I didn't. I waited for you to come, and I heard that you weren't. So I'm getting, I know you already stole the thunder, but Peter, we've been friends for a lot of years. I just wanted to be able to give you a big hug when you got here and say hello, but I have to do it over the phone now. So hello, my friend. anyway,
I had some eye issues, so I had to go see some eye doctors, so I couldn't make it. But anyway,
no
problem. We'll figure that out.
You got it. Well, listen, folks, my name is Dave Glickman. I am the owner and creator and founder of LeadPick and Apex Global and Virtual Office Systems. I've been working with the network marketing industry for 22 years. Four of them, I was actually one of the top distributors in one of the top network marketing companies. And then I became a vendor to the industry about 17 and a half, 18 years ago. And now I represent about 60 different MLM companies, providing a very, very direct service, finding new customers for distributors that are in network marketing. And it's kind of been my expertise. And I've kind of made things center around the fact that, you know, when you've got a product that has a great sample ability and it's very demonstrable, it should be in other people's hands, not just your friend, your next door neighbors and your sisters and your cousins, but the world, the whole world. And I've brought that to the marketplace for people just like yourselves listening to this. If you're brand new to MLM and you're wondering, where do I go to next? That's why, you know, that's why I've been brought in the 5 years that I've been associated with Steve Carr. It's been one of our key factors of, I have a warehouse that sends samples for you. I have a warehouse that can, that can do so many different, opportunities for you to retail product. And I have, I can create people that have requested your product by name by sending out a sample and you making that sale. All you got to do is hit a button and we take care of the rest in our Pennsylvania warehouse. So I just wanted to say hello and give you that quick background. I'll hand you back to Steve.
Hey, Peter, one last person I want to introduce you and your listeners to is Ted Burke. We met Ted about 17 months ago or so, I think, and introduced through a mutual friend. Ted has become, you know, a very strategic part of the development of this whole concept. And as David Martin again likes to say, he's a great sourcer, sources a lot of great product. Water filtering, et cetera, many, many things, and also moves product. Most people don't like me. I don't want to, move product on eBay or Amazon or Craigslist or Jet or any of those venues. Ted also has a very extensive doctors network and many, many people, that he's worked with through decades himself. And we're privileged to, have Ted up here with us and pick his brain on a regular basis. Ted, I know that you have a heart for people as well, and I know you've had a broken heart, like we have had oftentimes when you see good, well-meaning people who put their reputation, their money on the line, and then things don't go the way that the promises were expressed to them. Whether through the companies or the uplines, that type of thing. Why is it that you're here, my friend? What's different in this evolution that we're going through in Alliance Group that you might want to share with those who are listening, where this may be a little different than what you've experienced before?
Hi, folks. Nice to meet you. Been exposed to, network marketing in the late 80s and, gravitated towards that. And really, one of my first successes was with a company that had a slogan, the company with a heart. And what I realized is, as time went on, I made a lot of money with that company very fast, but I realized that was just a slogan. They really didn't have the heart that they tried to express to the field that they had. And what happened was when I met this group, I found out that there really is a heartbeat here where people really do care about one another, and they are trying to give people a hand up, not a handout, but a hand up, and really trying to, help individuals. And I've been a consultant after, being in the industry for quite some time. I ended up owning two companies, and I've been a consultant in the industry. I've consulted and given people ideas that have put millions and millions in their pockets and, increased their revenue, 10, 20, 30 fold. And I just see something here where, we can collectively, help out more people and just, be the backbone, the infrastructure for an individual so they're not out there by themselves. I mean, when I started in sales, I was a loner. I did everything myself. and I stumbled and made mistakes. And here we've got a group that helps people minimize the mistakes, minimize, you know, the hills that they have to climb, and really make it a lot smoother journey and a lot more fun. And that's what, you know, I was always promised as a youngster that, you know, if I owned my own business, it'd be fun. Well, you know, I found out there was more hard work than fun. But, you know, if you've got a team that's willing to go ahead and help with the hard work, help you minimize the obstacles, you can have more fun and be more successful. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I like this group. And, you know, they've proven over and over again that they are what I'm saying they are. And I'm just, I feel it's a privilege to be here.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it, buddy. Well, Peter, listen, thanks for having us join you, you know, with your listeners here. And thank you, my friend, for believing in us as well and helping us to develop this concept to the point it is. I just want to say this in closing, Peter. You know, we're not promising nirvana here. You know, we're not promising utopia. This is a challenge. It's a struggle. I saw a saying recently that I really loved. I'm not going to get it exactly right. But it was something along the line of the challenge is not trying to get through the storm. It's learning to dance in the rain. And we've learned to dance in the rain. We're all grown-ups here. We've all had a fairly high degree of success in our lives as far as the world concerns, you know, success. But it hasn't been a cakewalk. And we're not promising a cakewalk to people. But what we are promising is that if you want to join us in helping empower as many people as possible, you're going to have challenges. But we're going to dance in the rain together. So, Peter, thanks for having us on the show. Appreciate it.
Nice. Great expression. Thanks for being here. For those people that are listening in, you might be wondering a little bit about the Alliance Group. We've done several radio shows already where Steve went through some things on the Alliance Group. So what you want to do is you want to go back to buildingfortunesradio.com, find the shows by name, look for Steve Carr, that's with two R's, and find the Alliance Group. You'll be able to see them right in there. You can hear the previous radio shows that we've done where Steve gets a chance to actually go through some of the mechanics, some of the guarantees, some of the philosophies, all those types of things, some of the growth that they've been through. So this way you can get more of the meat and potatoes of what's it like to be involved. But if you are looking and you're serious and you're someone who is saying, you know what, I really want to do something like this and I want to take part and I want to do whatever I need to kind of get involved, I want to give you Steve's phone number. This is his personal cell phone number, and I always treat this with respect naturally because he's a busy gentleman, but his phone number is 847-809-6305. So let me say that again. This is for Steve Carr. It is 847-809-6305, and you can call him directly. And what he's looking for is for people that are willing to not just talk about stuff, but do something. And if you want to be fair to Steve, listen to those previous radio shows that we've done before on buildingfortunesradio.com. So this way you can have a background, you can ask some interesting questions. But if you are sincerely interested in learning how to be successful in the home-based business arena, then you should talk to Steve Carr and the people at the Alliance Group. Steve, I don't know the specific number of companies that you're involved in, but it is ever growing, and obviously with the barter exchanges coming on board, that even builds it further. But you started off with a few, and now you're at a few dozen, I believe. How many companies you're actively involved in one way or another as participants, distributors, companies, leaders, whatever? How many by now?
Well, thanks, Peter. Yeah, I've actually participated with 56 companies in the network marketing space alone.
So if you are looking for diversity and something that's going to fit the niche that you're a genius in, you definitely want to check out Steve Carr and the Alliance Group. Steve, I'm going to say thanks for being here. I wish I could have been there. I'll be there one of these days. I got to fix out some problems with my eyes. I had to go see a doctor or two, and I have to kind of have a flexible schedule. But I will be there, certainly in spirit, and whenever you need me, certainly over here as well. I'm going to say thanks for the busy people that are there. Enjoy that salmon for lunch, and thanks for being here. We're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Good day, everyone. Thanks.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.